You're from Five Points.
I'm from Five Points.
That's right near Kearsarge, isn't it?
Well, that's where Arthur Hyback's whole family lives.
Is that right?
Arthur was the guy that went to school with me in the fifth grade. He used to stab deers and chew tobacco and dream. Mostly dream.
Is that what he did for a living?
No. I don't believe he's still living.
Oh, is that right?
He was from there.
Oh, he was from Five Points.
He was from Five Points. We went to school together.
Uh-huh.
And,
is that grade school?
Yes. I'll never forget our sixth grade teacher. Eloise Emmerly was her name.
Eloise Emmerly.
She was always pregnant.
I don't suppose you could forget a teacher like that. What did she teach?
Well, she taught the milkman where it was. Yeah. Yes, sir. The teacher said one day, she said, Arthur, he's like that. And she cut him completely in one of his daydreams. And she said, Arthur, who discovered America?
Right, yeah.
I whispered in his ear, Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah. What did Arthur say?
He said, go to
DiMaggio.
And the teacher gave an A.
Is that right?
She is pregnant. She is having morning sickness. She didn't know. Yeah. She just gave an A and let it go right on.
Is that right? Yeah. You say you come from Five Points, huh?
I do. I could prove it.
Could you prove it?
Darn right.
Oh, I see.
It's a tattoo. It says right there. And it says
five points right on your stomach.
Yeah, God damn it. Was drunk. He almost put 4 points. But I told him, you misspell it, and I'll have my uncle whip you.
Let me ask this. This is kind of a stupid question, I know, but why would you have 5 points tattooed on your belly like that?
I have no idea. Yeah, I was just wandering in a field one day. I was looking at marmots.
You were looking, wait a minute.
Yeah.
At what?
You were marmots.
Marmots?
Yeah. They'll hypnotize you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's a marmot?
I don't know. I just looked at them. I didn't study their case history. They're about this high.
Uh-huh.
If you get them trapped in a cave and their eyes go red, leave them trapped.
Is that right?
Yeah. George Herman went in after one once.
George didn't, did he?
Yes, he did.
Well, he was always weird, wasn't
well,
he?
Well, no. Well, George was... He was an orphan living right in his own house. Do you understand?
I understand. I don't believe it, but I understand it.
I didn't either. We were supposed to have a softball game on Good Friday.
Is that right?
And I was at George's house.
Well, how did
there was nobody. I never saw his mother. I never saw his father. But there was always an oil drilling machine in the front yard. And George looked at me and he said, "Thou for art thou."
He said that, did he?
And I said, "I'm not messing with you, George. If you can put on heavy stuff like that, let's." By God, we said our prayers, had 2 fried eggs, a mashed potato, and went down and lost the ball game the next day.
Is that?
Yeah.
You played a lot of ball, did you?
Very little that day.
Yeah.
Because George had some cider in his barn.
Oh, is that right?
We got some hard
cider, huh?
Well, it was hard to not whiz at it. Yeah.
Did
he told me that 14 years before when he made it, it was just softer than down.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Four or five quarts of that, and I was starting to get dizzy.
you were drinking when you were 12 years old?
Well, so was George.
Did you smoke behind the barn?
No, we didn't. George had a hypodermic needle full of elderberry wine.
A hypo full of elderberry wine?
Yes, he put it in the main vein underneath my kneecap. That's what caused me to be thrown out the next day trying to steal second. I turned purple and I never forget it, said out. I said, thank God. I had a bet on the game.
Yeah, did you win the bet?
Yeah, we
lost
the game.
Yeah.
Darn right. Yeah, I wasn't no fool, you know.
I guess not.
We came from hard times.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, are you kidding
Pretty
me?
Pretty poor, huh?
Things were really, really hard
really
when
hard.
I was a kid.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Next to me, Ted Quillen would really be the star of the class.
Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. He wore his sister's shoes to school, but by God, he had shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things were pretty tough. Why was that? Because your dad didn't have a job, or the farm was bad, or what was it?
No, my dad was on vacation.
Oh, he
took
an extended...
when I was two.
Yeah.
Yeah? He went into Canada.
Is that right?
Marmot hunting. I don't know why my dad went. Our place is overrun with them.
Yeah. So you'd just take after your dad, in other words.
No, my mother did. Yeah, she was never around either.
Was she?
No. When I was 14, I was meaner than 700 hells.
Is that right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, but what made you mellow down?
I went to a school Girls' school.
Yeah, you went to a girls' school?
Yes. I mellowed right out.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
How did you arrange to go to a girls' school, anyway?
Well, Ted Quillen lent me his sister's shoes.
Is that right?
Yeah. 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 Shaved my legs and went right on in there.
You did, huh?
Yeah. They needed a second baseman anyway.
On the girls' softball
team. Yeah, right.
Well, you're not so dumb.
Oh, no. I ain't crazy, you know.
No. Well, how long were you at the all-girls' school?
7 days.
It's just 7 days.
And 7 nights. I didn't get my sheepskin, but I dipped under a few. Can you dig it?
I can dig it,
You talk that way, too?
Yeah. Well, now that you're in the city, what do you plan to do when you're here in the city?
I'm going to commit suicide tomorrow. Yeah, I've lived a full life.
Have you?
Yeah. Hey. Last night I sent a check to Father Junipero Serro.
Is that?
Yes.
Was he the priest in your hometown?
No, I just had a vision about him one night.
Oh, you did?
I was injecting some more of that elderberry stuff.
Under the kneecaps.
Yeah, and I saw this giant man with a halo around his head wearing a motorcycle jacket talking Spanish.
Is that right?
And I said, by God, I'm going to give everything I got to him.
And so you're going to send all the stuff to him, and then you're just going to end it all, huh?
No, I'm going to start off by sending 10% of it.
Why just 10%?
Well, I want to see if the mailman's crooked. I want to see if he'll take it on up there.
Oh, look, well, it's been fantastic having you.
It's been a drag to me.
Has it?
Yeah. Well, you just stand there and look dumb.
That's all I've been doing for the past 15 minutes. I've been having a ball.
Well, I'll tell you what.
What?
Elwie Zimmerly is out of her condition.
Oh, she is.
And rolling in the sidewalk.
She's ready, huh?
Yeah. Ready. Want to meet her?
Why not?
By God. Good night, everybody.
Let's go.